If you had the opportunity to travel to space, would you do it?
Nope.
No.
I'm good. 2 feet on the ground.
I was no until William Shatner came back. And I'm like, he's 90. Maybe it's not that hard.
Yeah,
you know?
Good. No, I'm good.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And a new survey found that 49% of people say they'd travel to space. But most of them would only do it if it was for free.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to pay for that.
I don't have $200,000 lying around.
I think
for
it's
a
even
ticket.
More than that. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, I can put a down payment.
Free is not going to happen anytime soon because seats on Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 are estimated to start at a whopping $250,000 per person.
Hey, Brooke, can I rub it in?
You put it on layaway? Can you do that type of program? Yeah,
so it looks like the majority of the public will have to stay seated on the sidelines.
Yeah. Let the rich people play. Yeah.
Until Spirit Airlines starts booking flights.
Oh, God.
I use them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Bathrooms don't work up there, but at least you'll get a nice view of the Earth.
I don't know if the engines would work.
At this point, we'd like to remind you, we are charging you for oxygen. Right. Yeah. You don't need to take it.
And lastly, I mean, even if the prices do come down eventually, a quarter of people aren't sure that space tourism is ethical. Because frequent space travel could be pretty bad for the environment.
Oh, it's terrible. Are you,
you
kidding me?
Not like,
could be.
They're like, hey, while we're up here, let's put a bunch of our dump and garbage out here in space. It'll just float. Yeah. We get to the oceans, that never backfired.
How much carbon did this take?
It'll burn up in the atmosphere before it reaches the ground, though, so it'll be fine. I think the biggest concern for me maybe is if my spaceship lost my luggage up there.
Why are you bringing luggage?
I don't know.
You're not staying for long, I don't think.
You gotta have cute outfits for pictures, bro. Okay.
Duh. I mean, if the airlines lose your bags in space, you're probably never gonna get those back.
I don't have my curling iron. I'm not taking a photo up here.
You just see it floating outside of the window. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Oh, darn. Anyway, let's move on to the shot caller question of the day.
Yeah.
Got a bucket full of names. We're gonna draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment's to be shocked while you sing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you would like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out. Are you going to get yourself a third day in a row?
Well, wow. She's mad. She probably picked me. She's
but
really mad.
I like the name. Brooke, great minds drink alike, Fox.
All right. Brooke's going to put on the shot collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shot collar question of the day.
Every day we're getting closer to Halloween, and that's why today you'll each receive a bone-chilling multiple-choice question to see if you'll be shocked.
Okay.
And just like the times before, you'll have 30 seconds to discuss your answer, and no one in the room can help you. If you get it right, you're safe from a shock to the neck, but if you're wrong, buckle up, because it's going to be a horror ride of electricity. Are you ready? Alexis, you'll go first.
No
helpers, please.
Okay.
Guisin is the Scottish and Irish equivalent of what Halloween tradition? Bobbing for apples, carving pumpkins, or trick-or-treating?
What the heck?
Guisin.
Guisin.
It's not guys in. It's not like dudes. It's one word.
Guisin. Just a helper.
Well,
I
feel like that was
I'm trying to
necessary.
Think if I'd say that when I'm bobbing for apples. I feel like I'd say that if I go like knock at someone's house. So I'm going to say it's trick-or-treating.
Guisin. You said trick-or-treating. Guisin is trick-or-treating.
Yes!
Good job!
Going house to house in disguises and asking for food or money.
Yay! Right. Money?
Alexis is safe.
Now, Brooke.
Yes.
What does the name Dracula mean? Does it mean son of the dragon, king of the bats, or father of the night?
Okay. I don't think dragons because I've never seen any associations of Dracula with dragons. The bat thing... Man, I get that because a lot of people think he turns into a bat, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like the bat thing is too much of a modern twist on Dracula. I'm going to go King of the Night.
Oh, I would have chose the bat.
Not one of the options. Would you like Father of the Night?
Father of the Night. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Calling him Daddy. Yeah.
You went with Zaddy of the Night.
Bat Daddy.
Yeah.
You went with Father of the Night, and the correct answer was Son of the Dragon.
Oh, no way.
It started out as Son of Dracul, which comes from the Latin Draco, which means dragon. So, you will be getting shocked today.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Moving on to Jose. Jose. Transylvania is a region in what country? Austria, Romania, or Germany?
Ooh.
Okay, Transylvania. I honestly thought Transylvania wasn't real. Transylvania. This is kind of the accent. That sounds like the count. What were the cities, Jake?
They're countries. Austria, Romania, or Germany.
I am from Austria. No, that doesn't sound right. I am from Germany. No, it's Romania. I am from Romania. That sounds like it. I'm going with Romania.
You went with Romania. The correct answer is Romania.
Yes!
Romania is home to many gothic castles like Blarg Castle, where Dracula is said to be from.
I do not want Jeffrey to get this right. I don't want to be shocked by myself.
And
I kind of want you
chosen,
to.
And right. You got chosen.
What do we got,
Jeffrey? What is the most popular Halloween costume for adults this year?
Come on.
Is it a vampire, a ghost, a witch, or a character from Netflix's Squid Game?
Oh, come on. Okay. This is hard because
I always seem to get the most options. You guys always get three options.
But you always get it right.
She's right too.
All right. Well, I'm gonna rule out Squid Game.
Really? Wait, guys, we can't talk.
It's too new. Okay. And here's the thing: every time we do these questions, we always overthink it. It's usually whatever the simple answer is.
Okay.
And vampire, ghost, and witch, those are pretty simple. Ghost is like the most classic Halloween costume.
Easy as well.
And it's good for both genders, male and female. Mm-hmm. Vampires are pretty male exclusive. I know there's female vampires, but mostly dudes dress up as Draculas. Mm-hmm. And witches, not a lot of guy witches out there either. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with ghost. Final answer.
I dig your logic.
Terrible answer.
Yeah, I think
so bad.
Awful.
Yeah.
You went with ghost, and the correct answer was witch.
Yeah. Oh.
So Brooke and Jeffrey will both
That's
be getting
right.
shocked
Take
today.
That.
Come over here, little buddy.
Darn. Okay.
You have a little Halloween song today, Jeff. You guys are going to be singing "The Monster Mash" by Bobby Pickett.
Cute.
I was working in a lab one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from a slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash.
He did the mash! I was going high for you.
Sounded great, guys.
Monster mash duet. That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.